You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
A philosopher once bemoaned the fact that man was entirely alone in the universe. He believed there was no purpose to mankind's existence, and that life itself was a gamble.
A gamble. That's an interesting word. The dictionary tells us the meaning is to stake money or anything of value on something that involves chance. In other words, to take a risk.
We constantly hear words like fortune and good luck. It's as if these are specific powers floating around, influencing humanity, and they merely need to be harnessed for our personal use. In fact, there are many who live their whole lives believing that if they only had lady luck to shine upon them, then all would be well.
Some believe that carrying certain objects around will bring luck to them, like a rabbit's foot or a small crucifix, etc. And someone who believes in luck may be willing to risk something to the forces of chance in the hope of winning something of greater value. Gambling is an appeal to sheer chance. And today we see gambling everywhere. In fact, our whole society is on a virtual gambling binge, and it has become one of our major social problems.
There's nothing positive to say about gambling. It exploits the poor, the undisciplined, and the weak by increasing their debt. It demeans work. It robs families of their resources and breaks them apart. It often leads to suicide. It can lead to crime, and it squanders millions of dollars. The Bible does not specifically say, "Thou shalt not gamble," but there are certain guidelines in the Bible which clearly reveal God's attitude to this questionable pastime. The book of Proverbs has something to say about this, and I quote, "He who works will have abundant food, but he who chases fantasies lacks judgment." There's not a better example of chasing fantasies than gambling, which causes people to throw away their hard-earned money like fools.
And Jesus said, "Be on your guard against every form of greed, for not even when one has abundance does his life consist of his possessions." In other words, even if you get what you've been lusting for, you still haven't got everything. You'll always want more. In the Old Testament, thousands of years before Jesus Christ was born, the Israelites worshipped the gods of fortune and destiny. They had turned away from the living God to reverence idols of which they believed brought good luck.
If you believe that God created the universe and sustains it by his omnipotent power, you'll understand there's no such thing as luck. For the whole idea of luck stands in direct opposition to a creation designed and ordered by the sovereign God. And the moment you start taking risks with the money you have, it's like saying you don't trust in the Lord's gracious provision, and you want more by turning to the gods of chance and luck. And once you get hooked, gambling is like a potent drug.
Another thing about gambling is that this sort of greed defies God. I've seen several interviews with people who have won tremendous amounts in the lottery, and I was amazed to discover that despite all that money, in nearly every example, the people were miserable. Most had already spent or lost the money. Marriages had broken up. Families were in a mess. And many had lost friends who now hated them because they wouldn't keep on giving them handouts.
And another thing gambling does is to demean work. It appeals as a quick way to wealth and a life of ease and luxury. Gambling always assumes God hasn't given us enough. It believes more is a good thing, but it isn't. Listen to what the old proverb says. "Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food that is my portion." The writer is saying, if I have too much, I'll be boastful and think I don't need God. But if I have too little, I'll be tempted to steal and become a thief. If we ever hope to please God, we'll want to obey what he has given us as guidelines for our lives. And surely you can trust your Creator to know what's right for your life without chasing after luck.
Why not contact us or choose one of the free booklets we have on offer at our website? Contact us on www.communicationradio.org. And now till next week, this is John Hills on behalf of the whole team, reminding you that Jesus Christ is God's answer to our every need.